Radio Free Charleston is on the air. Welcome to Radio Free Charleston. I am your host, Rudy Panucci, and we just opened our show with brand new music from Corduroy Brown. The song is Medicine. It was just released Friday, July 1st. And this episode, we've got a little bit of a theme, sort of. You see, July 4th, the day I'm recording this, is the official birthday of the Radio Free Charleston video program, which debuted at the Charleston Gazette July 4th, 2006. Now, we actually snuck it online a few days earlier so we could test it out, but the official debut was the 4th of July. We were born on the 4th of July, just like George M. Cohen and Tracy Letts and a bunch of other people. So, that's cool, and I've tried to come up with a way to commemorate that, So sprinkled throughout the entire 3-hour show, we're going to have a whole lot of music that I recorded for the Radio Free Charleston video show while we were cranking that out at an insane pace. You'll hear a lot of great stuff, and I'll tell you about that when we get to it. But, and there's always a but, our first hour, we're going to mix in our usual international stuff, independent stuff, and local stuff. And we're going to check in with our Chicago pipeline. Here are Curious Grace and Black Rabbit. The song is You and Me, and it's a follow-up to their 2022 Wonderland EP. Sounds great. Written by Tom and Mary Irangi. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But I'm really bad about mispronouncing names, so it's not that big a deal. Here is Curious Grace and Black Rabbit on Radio Free Charleston, on the air.
Gonna disagree. I stand on the beach, the tide running out, two words keep rushing in. Stirred up, got a fan in a mouth, chasing original sin. Sometimes I know who I am. Sometimes I shift like the stair. Gonna disagree. You run through a stream, you've a will to me, and I swear I cannot breathe. I don't need bliss, but I can't take this. You're a riptide, not a kiss. Sometimes I know. Gonna disagree.
disorder. You took me on the bipolar roller coaster. Yes, you did. Abandoned, but mostly damned. Your love is a theme park, a personality disorder. Why, oh, why? Oh, why? Oh, why? Why, oh, why? Someone tell me why. Why, oh, why? Oh, why? Oh, why did I ever fall in love with you? Your love is a theme park, a personality disorder. Your love is a theme park, a personality disorder. Walking through the obsessive compulsive arcade, I've guided me. Lots of numbers to remember, lots of games. Your love is a theme park, a personality disorder. I know someday you're gonna find a way to change and stop being so mean to me. I must be doing something wrong to attract someone crazy like you to me. Your love is a theme park, a personality disorder. Your love is a theme park, a personality disorder. A personality disorder.
Driver, do you mind? Turn off that zip line. Walking on my own tonight. Hate being impolite, but no small talk, I'm tired. Just wake me when we arrive. Oh, pick up speed and sandwiches, a Ziploc bag of fit the gym. Don't ask me why. Drop me by the burnout sign where hell is near and heaven lies with a paradise.
Always.
when nothing and no one wins. Where our last days have spent, wasted on songs.
Buckets of gold, end up in their pockets, and the rest left with handouts and a couple of fibers. Now when good men are laced, sweet girls are whores, and those at the top have run off with the store. And a fat cat deals poker, stacks the deck with his jokers, and lowers his shoulder as he slips out the door. Yeah, the banksters, the hucksters, the shuckers and jives, they grease all the pawns to write all the rules. So the buckets of gold end up in their pockets, and the rest left with handouts and a couple of fives. Now there's some things these days, they don't make much sense. When lending a hand is a major offense, and there's homeless who languish, and old folks in anguish, and their pleas fall on deaf ears of the privileged pretense. Yeah, the banksters, and hucksters, and shuckers, and jives, they grease all the pawns to write all the rules. So the buckets of gold end up in their pockets, and the rest left with handouts and a couple of fives. Now when coin changes hands, there's somebody's mad, and a racketeer moon lights up the path. Most will not notice, those with the motives drag us all down in darkness and wrath. And the rest left with handouts and a couple of fivers. The rest left with handouts and a couple of fivers.
Baby, I'm a fool for you.
That was new music from the Amos Steel Company, one of whom you'll be hearing later in our program, solo, and in his other band, he opened for Rick Springfield just last night at the Regatta. So, it's a big deal for Mr. Johnny Compton. That was the Amos Steel Company. The song is called Bring It On Home. Before that, we had newish music from Paul Calicote. The song is a couple of fivers. Go see Paul at Route 60 Music in Barbersville and buy his new album. I think they might have it there. Before that, we had a new release from Brian Diller. The song was Last Goodbyes. New music, the title track from St. Vincent's newest album, Nowhere In. And we had a video archive track, Andy Park performing live at the Empty Glass. The song is Theme Park. We're going to be hearing a lot more of our video classics from the vaults that, you know, haven't been exploited for the radio show yet. That was one of them. And here's another one. Actually, from the same episode of the show. It's a band called Stone Soup. I don't know them too well. In fact, I can't remember if they're from Beckley or Morgantown. I think it's Beckley, but I'm not sure. But they wrote original music, and this is one of their own songs called Wishing Well. It's Stone Soup, recorded live at the Empty Glass on Radio Free Charleston on the air.
It's something we wrote called Wishing Well.
You should be a mystery. Why don't you ever try? prince, but I'm free. I don't care what you think about me. I'm prince, I'm free. I don't care what you think about me. Talk about come along with me. I've been there and I've done that. I've done it in a big black hat. I'm free. We'll be right back.
There's a There's an answer in the nectar. There's an answer in the nectar. There's an answer. Hey, 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 hey. Got to know it, got to know it, got to know it, got to know it. Hey, 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 hey. Got to know it, got to know it, I got to know it, got to know it.
Come on. This is called All I Know. For the bride, for the Protestants and the Catholics, they're in my living room exchanging vows. And I don't really care what the differences are. Don't ring my dinner, for I even get that from the way I see this. Oh. If it's not within my work, I'm not involved. No, sir. Suicidal. This push and shove has really gone too far. On the right lane, that's the left lane. And the search emerged my little motor car. But I don't really care what the differences are. Don't wreck my day before I even get that far. The way I see this, if it's not within my world, I'm not involved. I'm not involved. I'm not involved. All I know is what I know.
The Velvet Brothers with All I Know. I believe the bar was called Bruno's when we recorded that live maybe 10 years ago. And it was a great time. They're always an incredible band. They were the first band we ever had playing live on the Radio Free Charleston radio show back in 1989. Good Lord, we're old. Before the Velvet Brothers, you had the Dream Syndicate. Brand new music. The song is called Where I'll Stand. And we had new music from Regina Spektor, Up the Mountain. And before that, we had a video classic. Stephen Bechner, recorded live at the Empty Glass, doing Fragile. And that was preceded by new music from Slate Dump, our old buddy. The song is called I Am Cringe, But I Am Free. It's an anthem, you see. And we got a little bit of time left in our first hour, so how about we play some new music from Adrian Belew, because we're going to go heavy into the video stuff in our second hour. Here is Mr. Adrian Belew. The song is called Taking My Shoes Out for a Walk, and it's off his 25th solo album, the just-released Elevator. Adrian Belew on Radio Free Charleston, on the air.
I was taking my shoes out for a walk. A flustered mustard seed exploded in a cloud of green Legos, dousing three hapless lounge chairs in a nearby crowd of absentee groundkeepers. That afternoon at the zoo, 2.5 onlookers witnessed the shroud of Larry on the side of a dairy cow. I myself spotted an ocelot, not sure if it was lost or not, but I thought, I bet they cost a lot. I popped across the parking lot to a one-stop shop where I bought a box of chocolate auto parts. Telling her about the small casket of dead goat bones I found buried in the yard, with ripped up shards of tro cards and cryptic hieroglyphics of blood being cooked into curry, because I thought she just might worry. Then it came to me, it was actually two bad dreams I'd stitched together from vines I'd seen online while researching the horror novel I thought I might write. I wrote a bubbly bio of the Teletubbies instead, and my favorite color is purple and red. While sitting tight on spaceflight XP-100, I received a code from the circumstellar habitable zone. Quote, whatever you do, do not use the loo anytime soon, end quote. Now in deep space, time passes slower than a peanut butter glacier. I watched a clock, I popped and rocked, I was almost ready to take a spacewalk when the intercom squawked,
stand down, 100, no need to be a hero. It was just an errand zero on the digital flame out ejection, what's your majigger? I was taking my shoes out for a walk.
Radio Free Charleston, Radio Free Charleston, Radio Free Charleston.
Okay, we are in hour two of Radio Free Charleston, and for the next hour, almost, I'm going to bring you highlights recorded at the Tribute to the Troops 2012 concert. August 11th, 2012, at the St. Albans City Amphitheater, tons of bands converged to play music in support of the Wounded Warrior Project. It was a cool benefit. The bands were great. I had some great help from Dave McClanahan getting incredible recordings of some of the bands. And in the next hour, you're going to hear Hera, In the Company of Wolves, Everpulse, Under Social, Breedlove. You're going to hear Mr. Johnny Compton solo. And we had Point of Jairus and Deck of Fools. And it was just a wonderful time and an incredible thing. And I did three episodes of the show. And we've pulled the music from those three episodes. And that's what you're going to hear right now, starting with Cadence Weaver doing the national anthem. She was only 14 at the time. She's 24 now. Because time flies. It does. Here is Cadence Weaver on Radio Free Charleston on the air. Welcome to the first of three episodes of Radio Free Charleston devoted to the Tribute to the Troops 2 event. On August 11th, 2012, Wood Boys Music took over the St. Albans City Park Amphitheater for an all-day, all-ages concert to benefit the Wounded Warrior Project and the National Guard Fund. You're going to see music and highlights from that concert over the next three episodes of Radio Free Charleston. You will hear music from Remains Unnamed, Breedlove, The Under Social, several more bands. This week, you will hear Hera. You will hear In the Company of Wolves, and wrapping up the show will be Everpulse. But first, it's time for Cadence Weaver singing the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watch were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
It's Desmond P. Child ringing you from the Cadillac Rock Box here. But Scott, we got some mighty fine groovings going on this show here. Well, hell, I'll sing about it right now. All right, brother, rock on. How many other people sing about their car, huh? Good stuff. To be here, split broken, I don't care. It's so good to be clear. I can testify. Can't take an attraction to it. Magnetic, it pulls so hard. When two powerful forces collide, a break jail inside. Break jail. Locked and loaded, I can't hold it. Pick them up, set them up, watch it all go down. Hanging in my Cadillac Rock Rock.
attraction to it. Magnetic, it pulls so hard. When two powerful forces collide, a breakdown inside. Breakdown.
Like We have a show upcoming September 8th, Everpulse. It's hosting a show with the Peanut Butter Boys. We're playing with Free Love, we are playing with Remains, Hera, Deck of Fools, name it. Oh, yeah, and Company Wolves.
Oh, yeah.
Alright. Next one is another original tune. This is called Ticket to the End.
Flat line, ram, I just ran. me, I can feel my breath on your rear, yeah. Flatline, lover, yeah. Flatline, flying. Flatline, reminiscing. Flatline, lavering to girl. Flatline, flying out. Flatline, remodels to burn. Flatline is it the end of the line for me?
This song about karma, it'll come get you. But don't you worry, if you've ever been messed around, it'll come back. You'll get yours. This is called Every Dog Has His Day. six for one, half dozen of the other. Don't lie on me, don't do on my brother. Coming back on you, tell me what you say. Cause every time you have a day, you got all that money, you're feeling fine. Everything that I could want, you're left behind. Coming back on you, tell me what you say. Cause every time you lose on the happiest day, I said every time you lose on the happiest day. Yeah. Well, my boss is a jerk, trying to ruin my life. Well, my kids are running wild, oh, and so's my wife. Send me one of these days, I will walk away. And every dog who's on a happy day, said every dog who's on a happy day, said every dog who's on a happy day. Rock on. Yeah, like I say.
is rude, I'm up.
Zero.
thousand mistakes again. None are worth my time. Run away, crash and burn. Hope and you'll learn. Day to day with team too late. Just the same. They never told you.
That's almost it for our three-part Tribute to the Troops special. However, we recorded several great songs that day, August 11th, 2012, that we couldn't quite fit into these three shows, so you'll be seeing those on Radio Free Charleston in the coming weeks. I want to thank all the bands, and I especially want to thank Wood Boys Music and Don Wood for instigating this concert. In fact, we're going to be leaving you with a song performed by Hera, written by Don Marie Wood, who, again, this was her idea. It's been great to pay tribute to the troops, to raise some money for some great causes. And here is Hera performing Don Marie Wood's song, Too Late, on Radio Free Charleston. That's it for me. I got stuff to do.
We hope you're happy with it. This song Don Wood wrote. The lady is the reason why y'all's here. And we're dedicating it to those fine men up underneath that tent. I don't know if I'm doing it right, gentlemen. This is for you. It's a little song called Too Late.
Was Hera wrapping up our big long set of music recorded live at the Tribute to the Troops 2012 concert. That song was Too Late. It was written especially for the event by Don Wood and learned by Hera so they could perform it. It worked out pretty well that way. If you want to see the full lineup of what you just heard, go to the Pop Cult blog and I'll have the playlist there. Because of a technical snafu and the fact that it's very late in the day, I won't have links to every artist on the playlist this week, but I will have links to several of them. However, we're still in our second hour, and we got room for one song left. And how about a very special song? Because today, or was it yesterday, would have been the birthday of one Mr. Bill Withers. And I just happened, in my video archives, to have a song made famous and written by him, but performed by Doris Fields, the incredible Lady D. So here is Lady D doing her version of Just the Two of Us, recorded live at West Virginia State University about 10 years ago. Lady D on Radio Free Charleston, saluting Bill Withers.
Gotta go for all you know. Just the two of us. Yeah.
All right, we are into our third hour here on Radio Free Charleston, and that was the Licorice Quartet. You may know three of them as former members of Jellyfish. The song is called You All Alone, and that's just like, it's like pure chocolate ice cream, that music. You could just gorge yourself on it. You know, anyway, I digress. We have another cool piece of music here for you. And actually, this is sort of a mini documentary. Episode 150 of the Radio Free Charleston video program was devoted to the memory of Live Mix Studio. Now, Live Mix Studio was this great place in Charleston, not far from downtown, and Live Mix had the top, well, they didn't have the top floor. They had the fifth floor of a seven-story building. The top two floors were desolate and neglected. And it was really cool because you could go up there and run around and shoot horror movies and things, which happened. But Live Mix was sort of killed by the Catholic Church because they're all bastards. And we did this memoriam of them a couple of years after they were shut down because why not? It was episode 150, and we could bring you highlights of some of the best stuff. You're going to hear Raymond Wallace, the Nankerfelds, Whistlepunk, the Ghosts of Now, Mel Larch, you know I'm married to her, I am, the Feast of Stephen, and Sasha Collette, Jonathan Wood, and John Lilly, and they were all recorded at Live Mix Studio, which is now an empty building owned by the Catholic Church. Sitting there, completely empty for more than a decade, closer to 12 years, just because they can do that. Those bastards. Anyway, we're going to kick it off with me introducing the documentary. You're going to hear interviews between the music. You're going to hear Brian Young and Raymond Wallace. You're going to hear Dave Roberts, the drummer for the Nankerfelds. We have all kinds of great stuff in here. You're going to hear Melanie. And you're going to hear some of the interviews recorded for the Feast of Stephen documentary, which was episode 23 of our show. But that's going to take up about the next 40 minutes or so. So I'll be right here when you get done. Here is our Live Mix Studio tribute on Radio Free Charleston on the air. Welcome to episode 150 of Radio Free Charleston. We are in front of the former location of Live Mix Studio. And for our milestone episode, we're going to pay tribute to our fallen comrade. As you may know, a certain unnamed evil Catholic church with an evil land-grabbing Monsignor got control of this building that was the home to Live Mix Studio and several artist studios and other wonderful community-enhancing endeavors, and he kicked them all out. His current plan is to let the building sit empty until it decays into a monument to spite. Anyway, we had some great memories at Live Mix, and that's what we're going to celebrate today. Live Mix Studio was a major partner for Radio Free Charleston, especially in the early days. Brian Young, the owner of Live Mix, is still one of the Radio Free Charleston big shots. And we're going to look back at the early days of the show when we hosted the show and hosted our musicians from Live Mix Studio. We're going to bring you eight or so clips, and some of them will be introduced by the artists themselves. It's very loud out here. So we're going to kick off with Raymond Wallace on Radio Free Charleston from Live Mix Studio.
The night that we had Raymond in, we were actually had done two or three recordings in a row, I believe. And it was near the middle of the night, not the middle of the night, but the middle of our time doing stuff. And the air conditioner was broke.
Yeah, it was a bit on the warm side, that's for sure. Because I'd been ill for quite some time. It was kind of like coming back from the grave.
It was ridiculously hot. But it just had this really kind of like, we had music, and then we had this guy just playing guitar. And it was really kind of cool because everything that was right before he played was really loud and really intense. Maybe Professor Mike was there that evening. I can't remember exactly who. But and then everybody just kind of chilled out, and Raymond did his thing.
Things came together pretty well. I had a very good time that day. It was very nice.
I went to see a young lady, I've been there before. She had shoes and stockings and her hands, her feet all over the floor. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name, by golly, and roguing and stealing is a game. I got to do by the doo, by the doo, by the doo, by the down to Louisville, I've been there before. Got kicked in by a big fat mule, and I ain't going back no more. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name, by golly, and roguing and stealing is a game. Oh, da da da. Oh, da da da. To see a young lady, I've been there before. She said me I was a long way jump, and I ain't going back no more. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name, by golly, roguing and stealing is a game. Dee da da, oh da da da, do. I got drunk last night, on the night before. I ain't gonna get drunk no more, and I ain't gonna. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name, by golly, and roguing and stealing is a game. Oh, da da da. Oh, dee dee da. Dude. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name, by golly, and roguing and stealing is a game.
Episode 100 saw our first widescreen video shot at Live Mix Studio. We're going to go back a couple of years to the Nankerfelds making their debut with I'm Coming Home on Radio Free Charleston.
I miss the place. I wish we could actually get another place where they could open it up. Live Mix was great. I really miss a lot. It was a fun place to go hang out. And we had a lot of friends up there. Of course, Mark and Steve Beckner have played there a lot in the past with some of their past bands. And I can't speak for them, of course, but I know they really enjoyed the place and probably miss it a lot, too. It was a good venue also for a festival. That was one of the biggest reasons, you know, we played there, obviously, because they invited us for the festival, and that was our first official gig as the Nankerfelds. So I wish we could go back sometimes. Hopefully in the future we will. Hopefully there will be another.
way back on Radio Free Charleston 26, it was the back to school episode. I was sort of violently attacked by Brian Young's daughter Cadence, and she hosted the show. One of the musical guests was Whistlepunk. You're going to see examples of both of that right now.
Hello, I'm Rudy Panucci, and you're watching...
Hello, I'm Cadence, and you're watching Radio Free Charleston, the Back to School episode. Now, it's time for information. But first, now here's the Whistlepunk with The Good on Radio Free Charleston.
Well, that was Whistlepunk 2.0, and that was with Karen. And Karen wrote some incredible songs and presented them to Spencer. And Spencer wrote some incredible guitar parts and presented them to Karen. And one of those collaborations became The Good. And I don't know if it was originally whose song it was or how it worked out, but it just had this real different vibe to it. It had Spencer's fairly unique guitar sound, I think, the way he played guitar. I mean, he's a left-handed guy playing right-handed guitar, so there's definitely something distinct about it when you hear it. And it had Dan's bass line, which is always kind of this Gang of Four, you know, growly, slidey bass line that's just really right there, but you don't know where it's going. You don't know if it's just kind of weaves in and out of the whole rhythm. And then Karen just kind of layered these vocals on top of the whole rhythm section and Spencer's guitar, and it really was the first time we played it, we looked at each other and were like, wow, that's actually a song that I think would be radio friendly, and that's kind of scary. So it was an interesting. I wish we'd have had more gigs as Whistlepunk 2.0, but we kind of went in and out of different players and in and out of different types of directions that we were trying to go to, and that was just one that was really a good time. And the day that we were recorded, it was so beautiful. We opened the curtains and the sun was coming through, but the heater was broke, and it was a little bit cold in there, I believe. I can't remember if you can see our breath or not on that.
Haven't seen you in a long time, still I feel the same.
Daddy's waking up now. I gotta go. For now.
Brian, what happened?
You fell, man. You fell down and I think you hit your head. And
why am I sore all over?
I don't know. It was a pretty bad fall, but...
Jeez, we still have to do the host segments, don't we?
No, man. Cadence was here, and we finished the host segments for you.
You did them already?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. So that's like less work for me.
Yep.
Cool. I think I gotta go to the doctor.
Radio Free Charleston!
Episode 19 saw the debut of the Ghost of Now on Radio Free Charleston. Our first ever heavy metal band, we brought him into live mix. It was also the first appearance of Lee Hera, now a key production personnel on Radio Free Charleston, and Roadblock, who has been a huge help with sound through many episodes of the show.
Well, live mix was, it was a barrel of fun. I mean, that was where I got to meet you and Mel, and that was actually the first time I think I was ever shot on a video from beginning to end with a live performance. And it's kind of funny, the Deathburn is the song that was just that. It was a barrel of laughs. It was a great, great time, and I kind of wish the place was still up.
Here is the Ghost of Now with Deathburn on Radio Free Charleston.
We'll be right back.
Free Charleston. Radio Free Charleston. Radio Free Charleston. Radio Free Charleston.
One of the most memorable performances at Live Mix for Radio Free Charleston actually took place just outside of Live Mix on the fire escape on the fifth floor. Melanie Large, on our first Christmas episode, performed a beautiful a cappella rendition of Ave Maria.
Live Mix was a very, very special place. It had the kind of atmosphere where musicians could come in and put their trust in the people behind the studio to know that they were going to work with them to present them and their music in the best possible light. And even if you were just there for one of the parties or other events they threw, you knew you were in the presence of something very special. You never knew who you were going to run into. You never knew who you were going to hear playing that night. It was a very special experience, and I don't know that we'll ever see anything like that again. I hope we do.
We did. We went out to the fire escape and had this beautiful day and this big cross and this church tower that I don't know if they'd had the left the ladder in there or not yet. But if you look up there, I think there's a ladder in the church tower. Don't know why. Maybe we have a Quasimodo in the valley or something. But she went out. It was quiet. Normally you'd have, like, you know, a train go by or a health nut flies over and decides, well, we're just going to take about half an hour to land. And no, it was beautiful. And we set up a couple of cameras and just said, sing like it's a beautiful day and you're not on a fire escape in front of a Catholic church. And she did exactly that. She sang like she was in the Catholic church.
Well, it was really windy and cold because it was an early December day. And I was very nervous because it was my first appearance singing on the show other than the jingle. But Rudy and Brian worked with me and we created something really special, overcome the circumstances of the wind, which could have affected the audio. And I think we created a terrific video out of it.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Maria, gratia plena, Maria, gratia plena. Ave
tribute to Live Mix, we're going to revisit one of our most special episodes. Episode 23, almost 5 years ago, we saw a reunion of the legendary band Feast of Stephen. Didn't take place in a club or a theater. It took place at Live Mix Studios.
The night the Feast of Stephen came in, they had not seen each other in years. And we just happened to have this place, and Dan Jordan was like, I think my buddies might be available to come into town, and let's do it upright. So we threw this hellacious party and had all sorts of cameras and all sorts of fun, and a whole bunch of people came up, and they played their ass off and heard songs that I hadn't heard in a long time. And Bob, I wasn't expecting Bob to show up, but Bob showed up, and that was really cool. I like Bob. And I like the whole sound, and the whole vibe was awesome. It made me think about how incredible it is to find a place that you can just go at it, and just, you know, it'd be like the way that they rent those mansions in Hollywood and shoot porn. Except we had our own mansion, and we really didn't shoot porn, but we did make sweet love to our instruments.
This was a wonderful place, and we had to pay tribute to it with our special anniversary show. On the way out, you're going to hear two songs from the Feast of Stephen, and maybe some interview clips. That's it for me. I got 150 more shows to work on.
You guys talk about the reunion a little bit.
The reunion, well, okay, so I ran into you at Kroger, what, 3 weeks ago, Rudy?
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, I've been talking to Joe Molina, and he says he's going to be in the 12th, he wants to do a Feast of Steam reunion. We're like, that's great, let's do it. So I got your card and started calling you, and then I called Brad, and then I called Bob, and I called Dan, and then Joe started emailing everybody, and we just, man, here we are, that's what we're doing, it's great. And I think we recorded that last CD in like 93, maybe early 94, so this is literally 14 or 15, whatever year reunion, here we are. I mean, we got together last night, and it was just a blast. This is the coolest place I've ever played music at. It's the studio here, Live Mix. It's great. We're just having a blast. This is really fun, getting everybody together. Blast. It's Arkansas.
We're ready, Brian. Thank you.
You're rolling, baby.
What do you need back there, baby? What do you got?
You get her.
there's a few bad notes in there, but I don't think we threw the song out with the bad notes.
It's actually pretty
damn fun.
Don't throw the rock out with the
bathwater.
Yeah.
All right. Don't throw the crap out.
It might be all we got.
Yeah, how's the reunion going?
I would say that it has, for me, exceeded expectations. Not real unsure, but I had some questions about coming into it. You know, how it was going to go. We haven't been together in like 14 years, and we, you know, all listened to the songs pretty steadily for about 2 weeks, and we showed up here, and we figured out what the root notes were, and what for me is really bringing it right along is Rad and Joe are slamming, man. It's like they haven't missed a beat. So, pleasantly surprised. I like the loudness of it. It's just it's good to see everybody again. So far, so good. Hopefully, we haven't done our best work just yet.
Yeah.
So,
cheers to that.
Yeah, we got about another hour to play, so we'll see what comes out of it.
Okay.
It's not loud enough in here.
Another town, sweat breaks from my brow. I've done this before. Y'all got your hands up in the air. I've come for you, my man, with golden into your town. Your fortunes are going round, round and round, round, round and round. Give me all your money. I've come for your money. Sweat breaks from my brow. To another town. I've done this before. Y'all get your hands up, baby, yeah. I've come for your money. We're rolling into your town. Your fortunes are gonna round and round, round and round. Give me all your money. I've come for your money.
You didn't think I was gonna leave you hanging like that with no new content on episode 150. I mean, sure, it's a compilation episode. It's a tribute to the wonders of Live Mix Studio, but nothing new? All right. I'm glad you stuck around after the credits. We have a special treat for you, and it's from Live Mix. This was from the fall, I believe, of 2009. Never before seen footage. Jonathan Wood, John Lilly, and Sasha Collette teaming up to perform Wayfaring Stranger at Live Mix Studio. Never before seen, and from Live Mix.
Excuse me if I hit any bad notes. We're all friends here, okay? I'm just a wayfaring stranger. Oh, wayfaring.
Okay, wasn't that wonderful? And isn't it sort of heartbreaking that we don't have Live Mix Studio anymore? Yeah, I know. I live with that every day. But we still got time left in our show, and I have this incredible track by Mr. David M. Stowell from our Chicago friends. Really cool progressive stuff, and I'm in the mood for that now. How about we listen to David M. Stowell with Moldova Nebula on Radio Free Charleston on the air. Okay, that just about wraps up our program this week. Thank you for listening. This show was a little bit odd to put together. I used so much video stuff because it was the anniversary of our video program, but I'm also recording this on a holiday, and it was really hard to get myself motivated. I'm recording this much later in the day than I normally do. But I hope you enjoyed it. We really brought you a load of local stuff this week. Tons and tons and tons of local music, much of which has not been heard outside of the YouTube. You know, a lot of these are exclusive recordings. No other radio station has them. Some of the bands might have had them and put them out. I hope they did and made some money off of them, because at least then somebody would have. Anyway, that is it for Radio Free Charleston, our 5th of July episode from 2022. I thank you for listening, and please remember to support the local scene. But I'm not going to leave you hanging. You know, I've been using that catchphrase for a long damn time. I'm not going to leave you hanging. Here's the mystery bonus track.
Charleston is brought to you by General Substances. If it's composed of matter, we have a hand or two in it.